You're listening to SBS News.
In 2002, the Australian Institute of Criminology reported there were just 33 CCTV surveillance systems across the whole of Australia, usually set up in a cooperative effort by police and local authorities. Today, no one knows how many surveillance cameras operate across the country. The Australian Security Industry Association reckons there could be as many as 60,000 cameras operating just in the city of Sydney. But when it comes to surveillance, Britain is a long way ahead of Australia. With more than 4 million TV cameras operating across the country, the average Londoner can reckon on being photographed up to 300 times a day. Artist Georgina Rowlands is a founder member of the Dazzle Club.
Everyone says, you know, we're not worried about CCTV or facial recognition because, you know, we're innocent, and we're innocent until, you know, we do something, and then these systems exist to kind of capture people. But I think that is a problem with the kind of passiveness of just accepting these systems, and especially systems which are harvesting biometric data, which is so personal. And, you know, now your face can be used to access your entire records of your entire identity and history. And I think that we need to understand what this technology is, and, you know, we're just walking down the street, what can people see about us?
The Dazzle Club started last year to provoke discussion about the growing use of facial recognition technology. Britain's Information Commissioner has raised fears his country is sleepwalking into a surveillance society. And the Dazzle Club is also concerned about the lack of legislation to regulate TV surveillance, its inaccuracy, and how it affects public spaces. They organise walks in London, but before they set off, they paint their faces with seemingly random geometric shapes. Georgina Rowland says the shapes confuse the computer surveillance systems attached to the TV cameras so they don't recognise the faces.
We always test to see if the CV Dazzle look works by using the cameras on our phones. So most cameras will have a kind of simple facial recognition algorithm. You'll see like a square around your face. So I can see that I'm hidden, it's not detecting me, so the shapes have worked.
Facial recognition technology works by turning an image of a face into a mathematical formula that can be analysed by algorithms. But those algorithms don't work when confronted by the cubist's designs of the Dazzle Club. Anna Hart, another founder member of the Dazzle Club, says their walks are a combination of an art installation and a protest.
The Dazzle Club is a collaboration between some artists that considers what the kind of rampant surveillance of our public space is. And up until now, we've been making monthly silent walks. We apply CV Dazzle. A different artist each month leads a kind of choreographed route through a particular piece of the city.
Last week, British police officers arrested a woman wanted for assault after the cameras picked her out of a street crowd on a busy shopping street. Police both in Britain and Australia say new technology is needed to keep the public safe, and images of innocent people are deleted immediately. But public attitudes to facial recognition technology in Britain appear to be mixed, according to a survey last year, which found most people said they didn't know enough about it, but nearly half said they should be able to opt out. Anna Hart says their face painting enables them to opt out by using something that's been part of life for centuries.
Makeup is something that civilizations have used for thousands of years. So could it be that people begin to use it in a really individual way as part of, people respond quite joyfully. They find it quite celebratory, us painting our face in this way, especially when there's many of us together. So there's something about that kind of new forms of beauty and expression that might be a possibility. I mean, it's deeply ironic. You make yourself very visible to be invisible, so we talk about hiding in plain sight.
Alan Lee, SBS News.